Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Exciting news. The nominees for the Golden Globe Awards are out. Yeah!
Yeah!
Sweet! It's weekend is on now.
It's our Super Bowl!
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I normally like the Golden Globes just because they're a lot more loose. People are drinking at round tables. Ricky Gervais a lot of times has hosted them. So it's a lot cooler than the Oscars as far as an award show goes. Though I don't know any of these movies. Vice led the way with 6 nominations. I don't even know this movie.
Is it a movie or a show?
It was the movie about the vice president. Yeah, where Christian Bale, I think, plays Cheney.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Oh, I remember that. That actually
scintillating.
It actually looked kind of good.
Sure.
Because I didn't even recognize Christian Bale. I didn't even know that was him. So the makeup was really good. I remember seeing previews for that, but I didn't know. Star is Born, that's the Bradley Cooper one, right?
That's one where he's inspired, where he worked with Eddie Vedder to kind of get his vibe going.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that when the story first came out. It was he's buddies with Eddie Vedder, and they kind of went back and forth a little bit to help him get into this role. So that's the only reason why I have any interest in seeing this film. But I heard it's great.
The Favorite, don't know what that is. That's a movie that got nominated.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Green Book.
They spell it funny, so it must be some kind of weird movie.
A movie that I'm looking forward to seeing, Green Book. I'll probably wait for it to come out on demand. It's just about this African-American musician being led around by this Caucasian, New York, tough guy bodyguard. It's just life for an African-American in the 50s or so. And it looked good. The way I'm describing it doesn't make it sound good.
No, I have zero interest. If Cheech and Chong are in the Green Book, then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Steve, you're going to hate The Favorite because it's a historical period comedy drama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I already hated it because they spelled Favorite different.
Yeah, 18th century.
They spell it American.
Yeah, it does look British.
English, yeah, it's that sort of thing.
Emma Stone's in it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it then. I like Emma Stone.
Gives you an Emma Bone.
Nice.
All right. A 76th annual Golden Globes are going to air live on Sunday, January 6th on NBC. Now, Steve, even though we're like, who cares? Actually, though, yesterday you were on New Day Northwest. I know that they, you, Sarah Colonna, Margaret Larson, you actually had to talk about the Golden Globes.
And it's funny because right before we go on, I'm waiting to get ready. You know, we do the Hot Topics thing. So you kind of have a list of things. And then right before we go on, they go, Golden Globes were just announced. So we got to talk about that. And this moment of panic came on my face. You know, I didn't say anything to them, but I was just like, I don't know anything about anything when it comes to the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
Sure is. All right, so here's Steve, not as prepared as he would like to be for it.
So Bodyguard, that's a Netflix series, right?
Yeah.
And it stars Richard Madden, who was Robb Stark in Game of Thrones and can do no wrong in my book. And I actually thought it was really good. That was a bit of a surprise nominee. Did either of you think that was going to be
I actually
on
thought we were
list?
Talking about the movie with Whitney Houston.
No, that's not this year. That would be a big surprise.
I am oblivious to most movies and television shows. I only watch professional wrestling, and that's about it. And bad movies, and I fall asleep during all the good movies. So. All these movies are snubs to me.
It's hilarious. It's quite good. It's on Netflix. You're honest. You're an honest man. Have you seen Bodyguard yet?
I have not seen it, but I knew about it at least better than Steve. That much I knew.
Well, apparently anybody knows it better than Steve.
That is a great line for Margaret.
Oh, Margaret's great.
Margaret is awesome. I mean, she likes Game of Thrones. She loves rock music.
Yep.
I mean, Margaret and I just love the line she throws. She's right. Everybody pretty much knows those movies better than you.
Solid point.
Yeah. Thanks, very, very solid point. Did you have a fun time yesterday?
Had a blast, man. Yeah. They're always great over there. Yeah. They treat you like gold, and it was fun. They got us. They also had us watch and like be a peanut gallery while they were going through some of those like white elephant gifts that you
had
a lady from a company that had all like these random things. And one of the random things they had, and they're doing this whole thing about it. And they're like, hey, just chime in if you guys got anything silly to say as they're going on. They had all this stuff. One of the things was a wine glass, but it was wrapped in flannel. And so they're talking about it. And then I realized I'm wearing a flannel shirt that matched the exact same. And so I'm just like, oh, that's nice. You guys have a wine glass that matches my shirt. And then all of a sudden they shoot to my shirt. And the wine glass and my shirt are almost identical.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
That is a Pacific Northwest wine glass, though.
Oh, it's such a, yeah.
I would actually kind of dig getting that.
It was a funny looking thing. I mean, but yeah, all in all, though, it's always a great time hanging out with those guys.
Yeah, so it was on New Day Northwest. I know there'll be a link up somewhere if it's not already there for us to be able to see the show.
Yeah, it's up on New Day's website, and we'll be sure to link it. It's on their YouTube page, too.
Steve and Sarah Colonna, who's actually at the Heritage the Everett Theater tonight, right?
That would be the historic Everett Theater.
That too. Why do I say Heritage? I don't know. Well, you know why? Because they make great...
You love that bourbon.
Yeah, they make the great bourbon. Well, congratulations to everybody involved. the Golden Globes.
What else? The Grammys just got announced, too.
A lot of things with award shows. Of course, it was a really tough thing with the award shows as a particular host by the name of Kevin Hart had to step down from the Oscars. Just goes to show you, delete your tweets, folks. That's the message there.
So delete your tweets and you have to apologize forever about them.
So did Greta Van Fleet get in there at least?
Yes, I'm seeing Best New Artist. Yes, Greta Van Fleet are up again. Oh my gosh, dude. I don't know anybody else.
Wow.
Does anyone know Chloe X Hale?
No.
Nope.
And it's spelled not X. It's X H A L L E, but I'm assuming, or maybe it's X Halle. Luke Combs.
Don't know him.
Greta Van Fleet. Her. H period E period R period.
No.
What about Dua Lipa?
No. No. I remember the movie Her. That was good.
Yeah. Margot Price.
I know Margot Robbie.
Is that spelled funny?
No.
Oh, wow. Just an actual normal spelling.
Actually, that's the only thing that's not spelled weird.
Yeah.
BB Rexha.
Yeah. Don't know BB.
Georgia Smith.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Fun. Dude.
I can just listen to you reading off those names all day.
I don't know any of these. If we had to play guess which one's the country artist, I'm guessing Luke Combs.
Yeah, that's what I would guess as well.
What else is going on here? I'm trying to find, like, rock.
Yeah, we never do we?
Here's rock. Best rock performance. Arctic Monkeys. Arctic Monkeys.
Yep, you can do it.
Oh, Chris Cornell for that When Bad Does Good song.
All right.
The Fever 333. I don't know anything about those guys.
Wow.
Or person.
That's considered rock, huh?
I don't know. It's called Made in America. Made in America.
I have to hear that song because how is that a rock song and you don't know it? Because you know everything.
Rev, if you can find The Fever 333, Greta Van Fleet, they're up for a rock Grammy, and then Hailstorm. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I feel bad for Hailstorm just because you know Greta's going to win.
I don't know, man.
I think Chris Cornell's going to win.
I think Cornell's going to win as well.
Oh, good point. Well, yeah. I still feel bad for Hailstorm because, yeah, you're right. Either Chris or Greta's going to win.
Alice in Chains are up for a Grammy with Rainier Fogg for Best Rock Album.
Wow.
They're
nice.
Up against Fall Out Boy with Mania,
right.
Ghost with Prequel, Greta Van Fleet, and also Weezer.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I can't argue with most of those.
No, it's not a bad set right there.
Yeah, finally there's some rock in there.
I found the Fever 333. Here's a little bit of the chorus here.
Rock. Wow, yeah. How do I not know that band?
Sounds like something Danny would dig.
Yeah,
I liked it actually.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was cool too, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'll check those guys out.
Yeah, all right.
Now let's hear some BB Rexha.
No, that's
no pass.
I bet there's probably words in there we can't.
What
say.
About Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Or what is it? That sounds like something like I could shake my hips to.
Now we got to find Dua Lipa. It's D-U-A-L-I-P-A.
Let me shake my hips, even though I'm having hip issues these days.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be good. This is going to be great.
Yeah. I might break one.
She is pretty cute, though.
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. I like the Dua Lipa. Yeah, you can shake your hips.
Oh, yeah. Think you know what she's saying?
Yes, I do, because she's singing in English.
Is she really? Oh, my gosh.
I can't understand her.
I know this song, actually.
I thought she was speaking Spanish.
No, but it does have like a Latin flair to the music.
I'm sorry.
She's speaking English, really?
Yes.
I can't understand a single word. I don't know. What the hell is she saying? What is she saying?
Say that BJ's really cool.
Oh, that's nice. Really? You guys can understand her?
Yes.
Yes. I really can. I'm not making a joke.
I don't know what she's saying right
this
now, to be honest.
This is vocalizing, I'm guessing.
I keep pushing forward. Oh, okay, I got it now. She's pushing something. I got that.
She's pushing forward, BJ.
Okay.
Who's forward?
Don't worry.
Is that a rapper?
Is that C's last name? C's new last name?
I'm Steve Forward.
She finally sees the pattern, BJ.
I can't understand a single damn word she's saying.
Vicky's really good at translating English to English.
Good job, Vicky.
I have a new career option.
I'm glad Vicky knows one language. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to figure this out.
That's gosh, fantastic.
I really couldn't understand this. I thought she was speaking Spanish. I suck.
Hey, Vicky, what is she saying right there?
I really thought she was speaking Spanish. God, I need help.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me, Danny. Yeah,
so he says BB Rexha is also really hot, too.
Oh, all right. Let's check out BB Rexha. Can you translate for me, by the way, Vicky, when she comes on?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about this guy who's got the last name of Bates. And, of course, a guy with the last name of Bates, it just seems like, oh, yeah, it's the universe when he gets busted for making love to himself.
He's probably listening to Dua Lipa.
Yeah. I can't blame him. Steve's got the news for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve in this room. Right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports. Usually, we have a ridiculous day to celebrate, but today, obviously, is December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
It was back in 1941 when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. 2,400 American lives lost, and then the next day, war was declared. That meant that America was going into World War II. Yeah. Day that will live in infamy. And the history Twitter page says it was a day of infamy, yes, but also a day of extraordinary heroism.
Yeah, it's amazing how much the world has changed.
Yeah.
And really, our relationship with Japan since then, if you go back and go to any of those museums and you just see how much hatred there was between our two countries.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, dude, absolutely. I remember in college having a Japanese teacher, and he would share some of the stories of when he was younger and his family were younger, and I'm just like, even back in college, and that was forever ago, we were all just looking at each other like, are you serious?
And
insane.
And George Takei, the actor that played the original Mr. Sulu, has some really gut-wrenching stories about being in an internment camp when he was a kid. And to me, it's hopeful, Steve, because you see what our relationship is with the Japanese now. So, you know, a lot of years have gone by, but it just goes to show that as human beings, if we really try, we can heal and realize, you know, that we can forgive the past and move on to the future. I think our relationship with Japan shows that.
I mean, I think it was the great philosopher Rocky Balboa that said, if we could all change, if you and I could change, we can all change.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot
maybe
that.
Not, no. If you ever go to Hawaii and you have the opportunity to go to the Pearl Harbor exhibit, I highly recommend it. I'm not even a history buff, but I went there, and it was one of the most powerful experiences of my entire life. To be able to just go on and see the dents from the attacks on the ships, it was just and some of the videos that they show. The only word I could use to describe it is powerful. Let's talk about this guy. His last name is Bates, and he's a serial masturbator.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a guy that knew from a very young age what his destiny was.
He was born into it, BJ. He's 47 years old. His first name is Brian. Yep, Brian Bates from New York. And last week, the cops in New Jersey got a call that Mr. Bates.
Yes. Are you sure it wasn't Master?
Was at a doctor's office exposing himself to different people.
Oh, well, that's just genius.
I don't know if he was asking if this looks infected or what was going on, but that's what he was doing. When they got there, the cops saw him, and yes, he was naked. The door was wide open.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing something with a toilet brush, let's just say.
Oh, whoa. So he's upped his game.
I guess cleaning things.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, at least you know he's hygienic.
That's true. Well, he was arrested for open lewdness.
Yeah.
And this was the fourth time that he's been arrested on that charge in the past 20 years.
Yeah, maybe.
Think he has a problem?
I think Brian's got a bit of an issue. That requires a tissue or two.
Dude, I mean, we could probably hear stories from people that have also crazy teacher stories. This is definitely one of the craziest teacher stories I've heard in a while, and it's happened in California at a preparatory high school, and this teacher forcibly cut a student's hair in class while singing the Star Spangled Banner.
What?
There's a video that surfaced.
What?
The person, the teacher is 52 years old. Her name is Margaret Geisinger.
Okay.
And she was chasing students with scissors between desks while belting out the Star Spangled Banner. And at one point, she had one kid sit in the front of the class while she was cutting some of his hair. And here's a clip of the audio because, of course, somebody grabbed a cell phone and decided to film it.
You're not done. Take a seat.
What?
What's so proudly we hail the students of hell.
There you go.
Wow. Dude.
Good voice.
She has just lost it.
Now, a student from the class, I love this, he did an interview, but he asked to have his voice disguised to protect his identity. I mean, I guess I would, too, when you have a crazy teacher running around the classroom with scissors in their hands.
Yeah, she broke that cardinal rule. You're not supposed to run with scissors, and wow, she was doing it.
And here he is talking about exactly what happened.
We think she's going to try to be funny and be like, oh, did you really think I was going to cut his hair? But she did cut a hair off, and she started singing the Star Spangled Banner, and she was singing it extremely loudly as she, like, ceremoniously tossed this chunk of hair behind her. I hope I never have to see her at that school again, because I know for a fact that I will never be able to see her as a respectable authority figure in my life.
Yeah, it's a teacher I'm not messing with.
Yeah.
I guess I understand. I'm watching this video, and I understand why he wanted to change his voice. While she's singing, she's flipping the hair in the air like as if it's confetti.
But she don't care.
Thank you, DJ.
What the hell? I don't. What is going on? How does that happen? And where's her? You know, and Mr. Bates and her ought to get together.
Hey, bummer news for us fans of music and punk rock. And Danny, I don't know if you were a fan of the band The Buzzcocks.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you know The Buzzcocks as well.
Yeah.
I remember in college being a big fan of theirs, and I would always play their song Orgasmatic because I thought that was just so badass that I'm playing that song.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, very biographical for me as well.
Of course.
Well, anyways, Pete Shelley, the frontman of The Buzzcocks, he died yesterday from a heart attack.
How old was he?
60s.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's not that old.
No, not old at all. And obviously, if you don't know The Buzzcocks, and if you're a fan of punk rock music, you should check them out. Definitely one of the more influential punk bands.
That's true. They were big in that scene.
I would get their record singles going steady. That's definitely one to check out. And one of my buddies, Jake, posted a really cool story on his Facebook page about Pete Shelley. I guess back in the 90s, my buddy Jake worked at a store called Penny and Perk, and they came in and bought a bunch of Sesame Street collectibles. Pete and the band.
Oh, I love that.
Then they started making fun of the Peel Sessions LP that the store was selling, which was the band stuff. They were having fun, and I guess they were super friendly. And while they were leaving, they offered to put him on the guest list for the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that brings me back to my college radio days.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think that band was a staple for anybody that was doing college radio.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, 20 years ago and more, obviously, for you.
Yeah, 80 years ago for me. They were around for a long time.
Last night was Thursday Night Football.
Titans
crushed the Jaguars 30-9. How about Derrick Henry? A 99-yard touchdown run.
Sorry, Tony.
He tied it. Tony Dorsett's.
Yeah.
For the longest ever. So there you go. What a game. Speaking of football, you know, we talked to Oliver Luck. We've got the XFL coming in 2020, right?
That's right.
So that's going to be an alternative to the NFL, or, you know, something you can continue to watch when the NFL's done, because they're going to start their season once the Super Bowl is over. And then you get word that there's another football league that's going to be starting called the Alliance of American Football, the AAF, which is supposed to be coming earlier the year before the XFL.
Oh.
And that's not the only one. And now there's another one that's coming out called the Freedom Football League, the FFL. This one's being put together by some former players, including Ricky Williams, Terrell Owens, and a few other guys as well. Jeff Garcia is involved in this, and he says it's going to be partially owned by the players and by the fans. Why don't all these three leagues just all get together and make one awesome alternative?
It's a great idea, Steve. I don't know how they think they can compete, all three of them. And, I mean, it looks like the XFL has got the big clout because they're playing in the big stadiums. I don't know where these guys are going to play.
Yeah, I mean, and you got the Vince McMahon money of just hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
I think you're right. I think it would be great if they all would just say, hey, how about we all figure this out?
Yeah, all of a sudden we're all trying?
Yeah, one new league is going to be tough enough. Three?
I know. It's going to get to the point where Rev's going to be a starting quarterback for one of these teams.
Sweet!
Good luck to you, Rev. And as far as weather,
coach.
Yeah, I think I'd pay to watch that.
I can do it.
43 degrees today, sunny, and thank you, Kia of Puyallup.
You're very welcome, Kia of Puyallup.
Or Puyallup, which I'm using.
Had a stroke there.
I did have a little bit of a stroke there. I'm going to wake up soon, though. I am.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, some people are calling. What's that lady? We had a few people that are giving you a hard time about BB Rexha. We were talking about how she just got nominated for a Grammy. And then Danny brought it up when we went to the break because someone also brought it up on the text line. You were like, we were all like, I don't know who this BB Rexha is. And we learned that she's super hot. And we also learned that you interviewed her for the I'm Listening program.
Yeah, I totally forgot. There was a lot of new artists. You know, if that I'm Listening show is a show where we interview a lot of people from different genres of music and entertainment, and a lot of those folks I hadn't heard of.
She's a pop country
artist.
But
as soon as Danny reminded me, I did remember that conversation with BB, and she's actually really, really cool.
We're all like, I don't know who this BB Rexha is.
I totally forgot who she was.
And you talked to her and had like a serious conversation.
I did. I feel so bad that I'm forgetting things like that. But once Danny reminded me, I did remember that BB was really, really cool. And also very, very, I mean, I say brave, but really just cool that she came out and talked about her struggles with depression and things in life. And, you know, the I'm Listening program is such a great program. And BB is such an awesome young performer.
A memorable performer.
Well, memorable for the interview. If you asked me what genre of music she was in, even right now, even though you said it, I might forget.
Does she sing in Spanish or English?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. We might have to find one of her songs.
I understood.
I have one ready.
All right, let's hear it.
This is I'm a Mess.
I am.
All right. Hey, Vicky, can you translate this?
Is it actually in Portuguese?
Danny, was this the song we talked about with her, though? Like, I think, was this the song that was a big one for what we were doing with I'm Listening?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, never mind then.
It sounds like it would be, though.
I thought so, too, but see, there's... My mind is
and
gone.
And this is country?
She doesn't look like a country artist, though, the way she dressed. She looks amazing. She looks a really, really racy for country, if she is.
There's a fine line between country and pop these days.
Oh, 100%, but this is definitely leaning more towards pop.
The sound of it, but if you see...
There's a guy like cowboy boots on.
If you see BB in pictures...
No, I see BB in pictures.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's what country artists are looking like today, then you know what? I might have to go country.
Well, I hope she wins the Grammy.
Apparently, she's done songs with a Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, good. That makes her super country.
Right?
Oh, she's a... I mean, look, she dresses really sexy, BB does. Good for her. And you know what?
She dresses really sexy, that BB. Huh?
Well,
I'm called the creepy one.
I know, it's right. But I mean, I when I interviewed her, I don't think I really knew who she was or what she did, but she seemed like a really nice kid. And then Vicky showed me those pictures today, and I'm like, whoa, so it's like, all right then. BB's got everything going on in every department.
Mm-hmm. That was the song you guys talked about, but you also talked about two of other of her songs, but it was a mix of all of them.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I'm a Mess sounds very familiar to me now, so I thought so. All right, look, I kind of remember, Steve.
Oh, yeah, sure.
BB Rexha. Well, you know what? It would be great if she wins because she's a cool person. The interview was awesome, and I thought it was really great that she took the time to be on our I'm Listening suicide prevention and depression show and mental health show. So I'll always have a lot of respect for anybody that joins us, because it's a big issue. So lots of love to BB.
That's right.
Hey, look at me. I know somebody again. I'll see if I remember in a couple of weeks.
There you go. I doubt it.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Featuring the image of a crown on its label, what brand of beer shares its name from the Latin word for crown?
Michelob.
No.
Budweiser.
No.
It has a crown on the logo.
Yeah, beer. That's
crown.
Lowenbrau.
No.
Why the hell did I listen to her?
Yeah.
She's clearly trying to get me to lose.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh, I'm a mess.
Love that. Well, I will tell you, this was something I learned, because the only beer I really remember with a crown on it is Budweiser, and you were the same way, Steve, but Corona does have a crown, and I never knew the Corona of the Sun meant the crown of the sun. Never knew that. Son of a gun, I learned something new today.
Oh.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-449-1181. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.